you praying for me and Suzanne.
谢谢你们为我和苏珊的祷告。
Yeah, we're supposed to have a holiday, but we're not really.
我们本来就每次都是计划要度假的，可是最后比度假做的事情还多。
Most of the day we are ministering to people.
但是我发现我剩下的时间都还是在侍奉其他的弟兄姊妹们。
So I come back for a rest.
所以我回家反倒觉得终于可以休息了。
Amen, hallelujah, God is good.
神真好。
You know, in the places I've gone to,There is such a need for God.
在我去的地方，那里有很多对神的需要。
And so I come back with a burden, saying, "Is there anything we could do?"
所以回来了以后，我心里就有很大的负担，说：“那我们能做什么吗
？”And if so, are we willing?
那如果真的是可以做什么，你我愿意吗
？So we pray.
我们一起祷告。
We need to pray.
我们需要来祷告。
Amen. Next week there's a water baptism.
下一周是浸水礼。
So we have a lot of people baptizing.
So we will have 很多人洗礼哦。
So Luke and I were a bit concerned about whether there's enough water left for the last person.
Luke 和我们俩在聊起这个洗的水的时候，我们俩都有一个担心哦，就是那个水会不会十七个人洗完了以后就没了？
Because if everybody takes a bit of water away.
因为每个人洗出来身上都会带些水出来哦。
So maybe we should put the last person being the shortest.
所以我们可能会把最矮的人放到最后。
Anyway, we pray that God will multiply the water.
那我们也祷告神能够让那个水涨船高。
Anyway, you pray for next week because it's such an important day for all the young people.
也请大家继续为下一周来祷告，因为下一周对很多年轻人来说是非常重要的日子。
And for all the people that are baptized.
当然还对所有的要洗礼的人来说都是重要的日子。
Amen.Hallelujah. We pray that the weather will be hot.
我们祷告呢，天气还是仍然这么的好，这么热。
Because the water will be nice and cold.
那个时候呢，你会觉得哦，水真凉快，真舒服。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, today I want to ask you this question.
今天我想问大家一个问题。
Can a person's character change?
一个人的性格会改变吗？
We all want to.
我们都想知道。
Have you ever seen anyone's basic character change?
你有没有真的见证过一个人的本性改变了呢？
Even when we become a Christian, do we really change?
那我就反问你们，你觉得你自己当了基督徒，你的生命真的本性改变了吗？
Because the answer to that is very important.
因为这样的回答非常重要。
Because we are all looking.For people to change.
因为我们都盼望着其他人改变。
And in human beings, human terms, we're looking for a character to change.
那我们自己的认知呢，就希望有某人的性格能够真的发生改变。
Amen. And so today I want to talk to you about Christ lives in me.
今天的讲题是基督在我里面活着。
We hear about that.Quite often, but practically how that works.
虽然我们常常听到这样的教导，可是实际上是怎么操作的呢？
And I want to talk about that in relation to our character.
那我们今天呢，会特别在针对我们的自己的性格这一点上面。
Psalm 139 verse 14 says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well."
诗篇一百三十九篇的十四章十四节说：“我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。”
When the psalmist says, "I'm wonderfully made,"
当诗篇说我们受造奇妙可畏时
，He's not perfect.
我们不是说的完美。
And yet he's wonderfully made.
但是我们是说这个受造奇妙可畏。
Not only is he talking about his physical being, but his soul.
我们说的不光只是指身体上的，还包括灵魂上的。
Your soul is your character.
我们的魂就是我们性格的重要的部分。
It's what makes you different from somebody else.
就是因为我们的魂跟其他人的魂不同，才让我们性格也不同。
Our body does not define our character, but our soul does.
我们的身体不能够来描述我们的性格，可是我们的魂可以。
When we die, our soul goes to heaven.
当我们死了以后，我们的魂会存活。
And we're still who we are.
我们会知道我们是谁。
When I see Susanna, she's still going to be. Oh yeah, used to be my wife.
那我在天堂上，我看到 Susanna, 我还能认出那是我的妻子。
Notice used to be.
我说的，你以前是我妻子。
That might be good or bad.
也许是好消息，也许对有些人说是坏消息哦。
But we are basically still who we are.
但是我们仍然是我们自己的那个魂。
When you see your grandmother and your grandfather, they are so young, but how do you recognize?
当你要看到你的爷爷奶奶的时候，他们都变得很年轻的模样，那你怎么认出他们呢？
How do you know it's your granddad and your grandfather when they only look 30 years old?
那你看到那三十岁长相的人的话，你会怎么认出那是你的爷爷奶奶呢？
It's because of their soul.
那是因为他们的魂就没有变过。
Basically, they are who they are.
因为魂才是你真正的个性和性格。
You are defined by what God has made your soul to be.
所以啊，你要知道神是怎么样在你的魂上受造的。
So I say to you, God gave you your character.
那我想告诉你们，神给了你这样的性格。
And today we must acknowledge that.
今天我们一定要认识到这一点。
Do not say, I only wish I am somebody else.
不要老是说，我真希望我要像某某人那样就好了。
You need to love how God made you.
你需要去爱神所造的那个你。
You may not so much like the way you look in front of a mirror, but you should at least love the person that is inside you.
也许你照镜子的时候看到那个表象你并不喜欢，但是你要喜欢那个心里面的你。
Like the psalmist says,
就像诗篇所说，
I am wonderfully, fearfully and wonderfully made.
圣经说因我受造奇妙可畏。
Because if you do not like your character, then there's something, then are you saying that God has made a mistake in you?
如果你自己都不喜欢你自己的性格的话，你会不会是在说那神把你造没造好呢？
Amen. The problem is, the reason why we don't like our character is because we place our character in the, we put our character in the wrong environment.
那我们很多时候不喜欢我们自己的个性，是因为我们把我们的个性放在了一个错误的环境里面。
It's how you apply that character.
那你怎么来运用和使用你的性格呢？
Amen. Now, if you use a racehorse,
如果你赛马，
yeah, to plow the field,
用那个马，能够赛跑的马去来耕地的话。
The horse will be going very fast.
你会觉得那个赛能赛跑的那个马就会跑得很快。
But it's useless in plowing the field.
但是你会发现耕地它就一点作用都没有。
Because you put the horse in the wrong place.
因为你用错了马，把马放到了田地里面。
See, we are wonderfully made.
所以我们受造可畏。
We apply our character in the wrong place.
但是我们可能会并不是造了为了那个目的，你去了个
错误的目的。It is because of the fallen world and because of the sinful nature.That our character, when it's manifested, is not what it should be.
那因为这个罪的原因，是导致我们的性格彰显出来，并不是它本身需要的情况。
Paul is very zealous.
比如说保罗是非常热心的。
You see him as a Pharisee, very zealous, persecuting the church.
你看到他像法利赛人，他还来逼迫教会。
So his character has been placed in the wrong religion.
所以他的性格放错了宗教了。
But in Christianity, as the Apostle Paul, the same character do wonders for God.
但是在基督里面，神认识他，保罗认识了神，可以为神做如此伟大的事。
Paul hasn't changed.
保罗其实就没变过。
He switched masters. He switched religion.
他只是换了一个主人，换了一个宗教了。
Hallelujah. So in other words, you haven't changed. You just switched to Christ.
所以不是你有没有改变的事情，而是你换了一个主人的问题。
John.Is a very passionate person.
约翰是一个很有热心的人。
But he said to Jesus, "Call down the fire and burn these villages."
但是他对耶稣说，哎呀，叫天上降火下来，把这些村子都烧了吧。
And yet he's the apostle of love.
但是他却最后变成了爱的器皿。
You see, he's very extreme.
所以他非常的极端。
But when you put him into the church,
但是你把他放到教会的这个环境当中时，
expresses love.
他就开始以爱的方式在彰显。
Some people, you cry easily.
有的人你们可能比较爱哭。
You are very sensitive.
你可能比较敏感。
Many people will say to you, why are you always crying?
可能有人会怪你说，你怎么老是哭啊？
Why are you sensitive all the time?
怎么这么的多敏感的人呢？
And people see that as a weakness in character.
那很多人就会觉得这样的人非常软弱。
But when you put that person in front of God,
但是你把这个人放到神的面前时,
their heart is sensitive to what God is thinking.
那他的心对神却是敏感的, 也敏感地
洞察神
的心思。
Do you see, you and I are wonderfully made.
所以你我的受造都是奇妙可贵的。
It is just that we are functioning, our character is being expressed in the wrong way.
只不过是我们的个性被放在了一个错误的环境当中。
It's applied in the wrong environment.
所应用的那个环境不同就改变了。
Moses,
摩西,
as a prince,
作为一个王子,
his desire, his character, wanting to deliver people.
他的心里的有个很大的个性就是他想要释放人。
But as a prince, he decided to choose to use the weapon.
但是作为王子他当时做出了一件事情他开始使用武器。
But the same character, when you put him as a shepherd,
但是同样的这个个性，你把他变成一个牧羊人的时候
，as a shepherd, Moses, same character is expressed differently.
当他作为牧羊人的时候，他的那个性格就完全彰显了他所有的益处。
Do you see? Don't hate yourself.
你不要不喜欢你自己的性
格。Don't dislike yourself.
不要不喜欢不爱自己。
Because God has wonderfully made you.
因为神知道你的受造奇妙。
It's just that you never had the chance.
只是你自己并没有机会。
To apply your character in the right environment.
能够在一个正确的环境当中正确的使用到你的性格而已。
Amen.Because in our world, we put people in categories, in boxes.
那我们现今的世界把人的性格就分成各种类型。
Some children are very intelligent.
很多孩子呢非常的有智力
Very creative.
非常有创造力。
But when you ask them to do maths, they are useless.
但是你要他们来做数学的话他们就一无用处了。
Does it mean that this child is useless?
那是不是说他不会做数学他就很笨啊他就没有用了。
See, we can see in the wrong environment, we cannot flourish.
如果当一个人被放在一个错误的环境当中他就没有办法开花了。
When you see your garden today, some flowers only come up during the spring, others will come up during the summer.
你的观察你花园里面的花有一些花就是春天开的有一些花就是夏天才能开的。
Like the Apostle Paul and John,We just need to be in the right environment.
就像保罗和约翰一样，他们需要的是一个正确的环境。
Where we can flourish.
让我们能够开花。
And then people can see the beauty that is inside us.
让人就能看到你里面的美丽。
But I tell you, in the wrong environment, we see our character expressing really ugly things.
所以啊，你要是进入一个错误的环境的话，你的个性就会带来反面的，让我们觉得最丑陋的那一面。
And then we say.I wish I can change.
所以你就开始对自己说，哎呀，我要是能改改我的性格就好了。
Now, what you need to change is to apply your character in a different environment.
其实你需要改变的是把你的性格用对地方。
Amen. So how was that got to do with Jesus?
那这个跟耶稣基督有什么关系？
Now I'm laying the ground to explain certain.Phrases of the Bible, which is difficult sometimes to understand.
其实我是在预备你们的心来看接下来的经文，有的时候会常常被曲解的。
Last year, I say, "Are we good people?"
去年我有问大家，你觉得我们是好人吗
？Or do we do good things?
还是说我们做好事呢
？I hope you still remember.
我希望你还记得哦。
Many people want to be good people.
好多人都说我要当好人
And that's a good thing to do.
是那样很好
But the Bible says
但圣经
Nobody is good.
圣经却说这世上就没有一个好人一人
Amen? Because we are basically fallen people.
因为我们都是已经堕落的人类
Jesus in Luke chapter 18 verse 19 says Jesus said to him Why do you call me good?No one is good except God alone.
在路加福音十八章十九节，耶稣当时就纠正人说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神以外，一位以外，再没有良善的。”
Instead, you should be focused on doing good things.
换句话说，就是你不要说谁是良善的，你要做
良善的事情。You may not be a good person, but you can do a good thing.
你也许不是算一个好人，但是你却可以做一个好的事情。
You can do righteous things.
你可以做属义的事情。
And that's all the Bible is demanding us to do.
这也是圣经所要求的。
Is to do walk righteously.
而是去做义的事情。
Do good things.
做好事善事。
But he never asks us to be good.
但是从来没有跟你我说做好人。
Because the Bible knows that is impossible.
因为圣经明明知道就根本不可能。
Because if you are a good person, then Christ does not need to die for you.
你要是真是一个好人的话，那耶稣为你的死就真没必要
了。Then you do not need to be redeemed.
那你就不需要任何的救赎了。
That's why many people say, so-and-so is such a good person, he must be going to heaven.
就像有的人会觉得，哎呀，某某人是好人哦，他以后会上天堂的。
No, good people will still go to hell without Christ.
那其实就算是好人，如果没有基督的话，照样进地狱。
Because in the eyes of God, none of us are good.
因为在神的标准当中，人就没有
好人。All of us are fallen short.
我们每个人都缺失了神的荣耀。
So no matter how what you think of your character,
所以不管你自认为你的个性如何
，So-and-so's character is good, so-and-so's character is bad.
不管你怎么样贴标签。说这个人性格好，这个人性格坏。
We do not know what we are talking about.
其实我们自己都不知道自己在说什么。
Because only God knows.
因为只有神知道。
But one thing the Bible did say.
但是圣经却是这样说。
We are all wonderfully made.
说我们的受造奇妙。
Hallelujah. So.I'm not going to change my character.
所以啊，我自己的个性和性格是改变不了的。
But I'm going to change how I'm going to use my character.
但是我要改变我这个性格要放在什么样的环境
当中。How I'm going to apply my character.
我怎么样来运用使用我的性格呢？
Because the Bible has a solution.
因为圣经会给我们这样的教导和答
案。How all of us, when we apply our character rightly, we're going to all do fantastic things.
当我们把我们的个性应用在一个正确的地方，我们就可以为神做大事。
And you mothers, you're going to be so happy from one son to another son.
那些母亲们，你们就会很开心了，一个儿子接一个儿子的。
Because it is only through Christ can we truly manifest our character the way that God has made us to be.
因为只有在基督里，神受造给你造的那个性格才能真的发光出来。
Christ is the right environment.
只有在基督里才是正确的这个
环境。And so when we apply our character in Christ, something will manifest.
那当我们的个性放在基督里，那很好的事情就要发生了。
Many times when we associate some behaviors of a person, we say that's a character. No, it's just a behavior.
很多时候我们看到一些人的行为，我们就会说，嗯，这个人的性格是这样，其实不然。
Amen? It doesn't mean that person is characters like that. It's just they're behaving like this in a certain way because of a certain reason.
并不是说，哎呦，这个人的个性就是这样的啦，而是说这个人他本身是在一个那种环境当中逼成这样子的一个行为出来了。
Do you get it so far?
能听明白吗？
So if my character basically stays the same,
所以我的个性并不会改变。
Then I need to apply my character in the right way.
但是我要把我的个性放在一个正确的方法上。
So that then I truly can see who I am.
让我能够真的认识到我是谁。
Hallelujah. And many people want to apply your character in the wrong place.
很多人都会把自己的性格放在一个错误的地方。
And I spent all these years in church, and I looked at people. I have not seen one single person.Change their character.
在教会里面观察了这么多年，这么多人，从来就没有一个人的本性改变过。
But I have seen many, many people change their behavior.
但是我却看到有人他们的行为有改变。
Hallelujah! Because they turn from sin, they turn from the world to Christ.
因为他们从世界罪恶转向了基督。
And in through Christ.
借着基督
they do good things.
他们才行出基督的事情。
Amen. But if I keep saying I'm a good person,
如果有人老是这样说，哎，我是个好人，哎，
I need to be a good person.
我要当一个好人。
Because Xin Yao said I'm a bad person, so I need to be a good
person. 因为
Xin Yao说我
人不好，所以我要努力当好人。
And I need to change my character because Xin Yao say your character is bad.
如果我说我要改变我的性格，因为Xin Yao跟我说你性格不好，哎。
Therefore, I'm a bad person with a bad character.
所以呢，我就被贴标签了，不是吗？我就成了坏人，然后有个不好的性格。
What hope is there?
那这还都绝望了，有没有？
From the day number one, you're bad. You're bad character. You're bad person.
所以从一刚开始就说你是个坏人，你是性格不好。
Teacher, am I a bad person? Yes, you are.
然后你问你的老师，我是坏人吗？老师说，是的，你很坏，学生很坏。
Not only are you a bad person, you're a bad character.
你不光是坏学生，你的性格特别不好。
So what is there any good in me?
那我这里面还有什么好的吗？
Do you see it, brothers and sisters? That's why it's difficult to love yourself, because you look at yourself, I've constantly been told I'm not good enough, I'm deficient this, I'm deficient that.
所以啊，我们就无法爱自己，因为我们会不停地说，哎呀，我这也不好，那也不好，这也不能干，那也没能力。
And so I get depressed.
然后就变得很忧郁。
So I start eating.
你就开始吃东西。
And I also not look good outward as well.
然后因为吃东西的原因，搞到连外面都看着不好了。
So do you see it just keeps going down?
你看到就是恶性循环，越走越糟糕。
Because the devil wants you to know that you are a bad person, you are a bad character,
所以魔鬼就不停地
说, and you look bad.
魔鬼就不停地用这种负面语言对你说，你很坏，你不好，你性格不好，很糟糕。
And when does he tell you that?
他怎么跟你说呢?
From day number one.
他从第一天就会这样跟你说。
You know, those of I'm one of the victims.
我当时就是这样的一个受害者。
When I was small, I've always told I'm not clever.
当我很小的时候，就老是有人跟我说我不聪明。
很蠢的嘞。
蠢的人。
Because I can't academically, I'm not very good.
那我那时候在学校学业就是不怎么好。
So one teacher tell me you're not good, another teacher tell me you're not good.
所以就一个一个老师的轮番的跟我说我就是不够好。
All the way until university, for me to go to university, it was a miracle.
所以啊，我能上大学那就是神迹了。
But in those days, it was easy to get into.
当然了，那几年上大学好像容易混一点。
Most of the people around my class were all rejects.
然后我们所有的旁边的那些同学都不怎么样。
So we ended up in the university. Now today is a famous university. But in those days, that's where the reject goes.
当时其实我们那个大学真都不怎么样，都是现在不中用的人去的。
But today,
没想到今天大学超厉害了。
Today you need 3 A's to go there.
今天要进我以前进的那个大学，你要拿3个 A 才进得去。
And so when people used to say to me, "Where do you used to study?" I said, "I went to that university." 哇！
所以啊，现在要是有人跟我说，哎，你以前哪个大学毕业的？我把我大学名字一说，哇，你好厉害。
But all my friends, they went there because of they got no choice.
那我当时大学同学都和我们一样，我们是真的因为没有别的选了，没办法才去的。
How things have changed.
所以事情也会发生变化。
But constantly, I was told you're no good, you're no good.
但是我从小就被人说你不够好，你不够好，你不够好。
Until I became a Christian.
直到我变成基督徒。
Until I realized.
直到我意识到。
I can do all things through Christ.
我借着基督，我什么都可以做。
Amen. I remember.I did a project.
我记得有一次我做一个项目。
And my supervisor was giving up on me.
然后我的那个领导呢就对我非常的失望。
And he entered me into a competition.
他就把我放进了一个所谓的竞赛当中。
I think he did it just to reinforce how rubbish I am.
他当时把我放到竞赛当中的目的是想要再次向我证明我是多么没用的。
I still remember when I was rehearsing with him, he was just shaking his head.You can't even speak English properly.
那我记得我当时在跟他一起演习的时候，他就跟我说：“你连英语都说不流利。”
Do you see how the devil is trying to bind you?
你看到当时魔鬼是怎么样这样捆绑我吗？
Trying to stop me from being a preacher.
他就是这样捆绑我，让我今天当不了一个讲员。
Amen. He was mocking me.
所以当时那个人一直在侮辱我。
And on the day of the competition,
所以当时竞赛的那一天
，I still remember he was sitting at the back.
我还记得那个人就坐在最后一排。
And he was just saying.
他就不停地在摇头，然后说没用。
Never had such a supervisor.
你们这一生可能都碰不到这样子的领导。
So I keep looking over there.
所以我就不停地看着一个方向。
And then after the speech, I won.
但是没想到的是，我赢了那个竞赛。
And he was surprised.
然后那个人就很吃惊。
Just because somebody told you you are useless doesn't mean you are.
就是因为一个领导说了我没有用，不代表没用哦。
The person telling you usually is the devil behind it.
一般这样子说话的人是因为后面有一个魔鬼的势力。
Because the devil is trying to stop you from your destination.
因为魔鬼的目的就是阻止你达到你的目的。
Amen. Hallelujah. So brothers and sisters, nobody is good according to Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在基督里真的是没有人敢称自己是好人。
But yet God has placed a soul in you that is wonderfully made.
但是神却给你造了一个魂，它是奇妙所造的。
So how can we express that character in its purest way?
那我们怎么样把我们这样的个性放在一个正确的方式来用呢？
First of all, you need to accept, you and I need to accept God made me.
你第一点一定要记得，就是去接受我这个性格是神造的。
Hallelujah! If I'm tall, I didn't decide to be tall.
如果我个子高，那我也不是我想决定要高的呀。
Blame your mom and dad.
那你怪你爸妈吧。
So if you're tall, you can only play basketball.
你要是高的话，你就只能打篮球。
You have to do things that suits you.
你只能就是做那些高的人方便做的事
情。But unfortunately, not everybody can do what they want in this life.
但是不是每个人在这一生都能够走到自己的选择里面做自己想做的事。
So most people think they're a failure.
所以很多人就会说你是失败者。
You are not a failure, it's just that you're not given the chance.
你不是失败者，你只是没有那机会。
To flourish in the right environment.
在那个正确的环境下开花的机会。
But God can change all that.
但是神可以改变这一切。
When you begin to say to yourself, I love what God has made me to be.
当你自己对自己说，主啊，我谢谢你为我造的这个魂和个
性。I am wonderfully made.
我是如此奇妙受造。
Amen. Start with that.
从这一点先开
始。And now with the rest of Scripture, this is how you and I can triumph over.The world and the environment that does not allow us to express ourselves.
所以接下来的经文就会告诉我们，我们怎么在这种不正确的环境当中出来呢？
I want to do good things.
我想做好的事。
I want to serve God.
我想去侍奉神。
Amen. I want to serve God.
我想侍奉神。
And it is not about me being a good person or not.
不是因为我侍奉神，不是因为我有多好。
It's about me grab hold of my character.And submit it to God.
而是我珍惜我自己所奇妙又塑造的这个魂，把它交给了主。
And tell Jesus, do something with my life.
然后对耶稣说，主啊，我的魂在，我的个性在这里，你来使用。
You made me like this.
你是这样来造我的。
You must have a purpose why you made me like this.
你把我造成这样，你一定有你自己的目的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
acknowledge who you are and stop looking around at people.
要专注认识自己是谁，不要老是把眼睛放在别人身上。
And stop comparing.
然后不要去把自己跟别人相比较。
There's nobody perfect.
这里面没有完美的人。
Because there's nobody good.
因为没有一个良善的人。
But you and I can do good things.
但是你和我却可以做的好的事情。
Can do the things that God wants us to do.
可以做基督的事情。
Amen. So we go to Galatians chapter 5 verse 16.
我们来看加拉太书五章的十六节。
Paul is saying to the Galatians.
保罗对加拉太的人说。
The Galatians became Christians.
当时那些加拉太的人呢，就变成基督徒了。
But then, the religious people say to them, "You must adopt Judaism."
但是呢，当时呢，非常宗教主义的人就对他们说，你必须要按照犹太教的那种方式来遵行哦。
You must go back to the law.
你要回到律法主义里面去遵行哦。
Be circumcised.
你还需要去受割礼。
And then become a Christian.
你要这样子，你才能够配得当基督徒的。
So what these religious people wanted to do was mix the two covenants together.
所以当时的这宗教主义的人，他们把新约旧约就混淆一谈。
Paul sees that as returning to bondage.
保罗当时看到问题所在，说这样不就又回到捆绑了吗？
Why am I saying this?
为什么我要这样说?
When you come to Christ,
当你来到基督里时,
you take the worldview,
你带着世界上的角度和观点,
into your Christian life,
然后把这样的观点放到了自己的基督的认识里面。
That's the same as bringing the Old Testament into the New Testament.
这个就好似我要把旧约的东西混杂到了新约的认知里面。
So in other words,In Christianity, God gave us a new way of doing things.
其实在基督的认知里面，神已经给我们开了一条新的道路，一个新的做法。
That will help us to flourish.
这个新的方法能够叫我们能够开花茂盛。
But what we do is we bring in other thoughts.
但是我们却把旧时候的那些旧的观点和认知。
We must do this.
觉得我们一定要这样做才行哦。
We must do that.
一定要做那件事情才行。
In order to do that.
所以才能够配得说当基督徒来着。
Where, as in the New Testament, it doesn't say to you, you don't need to do A or B. You just go and do it.
但是新约里面也没有给你这样子发条例说你要 A, B, C 全做好。
And what is that?
这是什么原因？
What we is, as Paul is saying, Galatians,
保罗在说加拉太人啊
when you are born again,
当你们重生以后
Christ lives in you.
基督就住在你的里面了
You are a people of the Spirit.
你是那属灵的人了
So live by the Spirit.
所以就按照灵人的方式来活
But what you are trying to do is trying to bring the flesh into your life.
但是你却仍然想回到那肉体的状态和情欲，把它带回到自己那属灵的灵人当中。
You're trying to live by rules.
你还是想按照规矩规程来做
事。You're trying to live things and you're trying to judge yourself to please God.
你还是以那种守规矩的方式来论断自己，为了让自己讨神的喜悦。
That's what they did in the Old Testament.
这就是旧约的人做的事情。
In the Old Testament, it is all by effort.
旧约里面就是人要自己努力。
You have to obey the law.
你必须要自己努力去遵守。
In order to please God.
才能够讨到神喜欢哦。
But what the Galatians has done.
但是加拉太人所做的。
Now that you're born again.
他说你们已经重生了。
You don't have to walk by the old covenant anymore. You don't have to walk by the law anymore because the law has been fulfilled by Christ.
你再不要像旧约的那样子按照律法方式来生活了，因为这个律法已经完全被基督成就了。
But what we Christians have done is come into the church when we are born again, we still must do this, must do that, must do this, must do that, and we've forgotten the grace of God.
可是我们基督徒在教会里的表现，我们仍然是这样子的做要求，说你必须要一二三四点这样都做好，这样子才能讨好神哦。
So in other words, we are trying to change the character.
所以我们在改变一个人的性格。
In order to change.The behavior.
我们在使劲地改变一个人的性格，希望这人性格改了以后，行为才会改。
I know it sounds a bit confusing.
也许大家听糊涂了哈。
But just be patient.
所以先来，稍安勿躁。
So we begin confused.
我们现在开始有点听糊涂了，是吗
？Oh, as a Christian, I should be better at this.
哦，作为基督徒
，I shouldn't be like that.
我需要这样行才是好的，那样行就不好了。
And so verse 17 says, "For the desire of the flesh are against." The spirit and the desire of the spirit are against the flesh, and for these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things that you want to do.
五章十七节，因为肉体的情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和肉体相争，这两者彼此敌对，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
You see, when we become a Christian, overnight people say, "You're a Christian. You should behave well."
当你变成基督徒了，马上隔夜就有人对你说：“那你现在是基督徒啦，你要当好人啦。”
All of us have been born again.
我们是都会重生。
When you say Jesus come into my life, has anything changed?
你对神说：“主啊，你进入我的生命了。”
Has any of your
马上就隔夜就好了吗
？Has any of your behavior changed?
你觉得你的行为第二天就突然变成圣人了吗
？I still remember. I still swore.
我记得那时候我还是骂脏话呢。
Yeah, I didn't realize you can't.
我那时候还没人告诉我，连骂脏话都有问题的。
I still remember doing a lot of things I didn't realize you shouldn't do.
我那时候还照样按照我以前的方式生活，也没有人跟我说，哎，你不能这样子做。
And then somebody telling about the church, but you shouldn't do that.
突然在教会有一个人指责我说，
So what you do, you try and stop doing that through your own method, through your own ways.
所以你就开始自己约束自己，为了按照自己的方式能够努力的尽量的做到。
And that to Paul.Is like trying to use the Old Testament way to stop yourself from behaving a certain way.
这个在保罗的描述中间，就是又回到了旧约，用律法主义的方式来约束自我约束。
Paul says it doesn't work.
保罗在说这根本不管用。
And you know, for years and years, I tried to stop doing certain things, but I can't.
我年复一年的想改变我的某种行为，可是我一直都没改变到。
Because according to Paul. My flesh wants to go that way, and my spirit wants to go that way.
就像保罗的教导一样，我想往左行，可是我的肉体却叫我要往右行。
So there's a tension.
所以就会有一个挣扎。
And so every day you and I live in a tension.
所以每天你我都在这种对立的挣扎当中。
You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that.
哦，你不可以这样做，你不可以那样的。
I want to do that. No, but I can't.
我想这样做，哎呀，可是我又做不到。
So we live in that tension all the time.
所以我们就在这种两立的对立挣扎里面一直在挣扎着。
And then what we do is this.
然后我们就开始说。
We then conclude.
我们就自己结论说。
I'm a bad person.
哎呀，我是个坏人。
God doesn't love me.
神不爱我。
I'm a bad character.
我这个性格特别不好。
You understand?
明白吗？
Because the devil wants you to hate yourself.
因为魔鬼想让你自己恨自己。
Because you are unable to do A, you are unable to do B. You always want to go this way and that way. So you must be a bad character. That must be evidence that you're a bad character and you're a bad person.
因为神叫你做 A, 你说做不了；神叫你做 B, 你说做不了。所以你就自己自我结论说：那我就根本什么都做不了，就是个无用的人。
That's what Paul is saying.
所以保罗说。
One desire, the other, and it's in conflict.
你的心里想做的和你真的做出来的是矛盾的。
And that's how you and I live most of our Christian life.
这就是我们在基督徒的生活当中，大部分人就这么活着的。
And I remember turning to these pages.
我记得当时我看到了这样的经文。
And I remember reading Romans chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8, and then, Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8.
我当时记得我在读罗马书五到八章那个过程当中
and scratching my head.
我就一直在抓我的头说
It sounds like a solution.
说听起来好像是有答案了
But how does it work?
但是这个没经历到啊
Amen. So here I am trying to change my behavior, and yet Paul is saying.
所以今天呢，我好像要在努力的来改变自己的行为。保罗却说。
And yet Paul is saying something strange like this, verse 18.
保罗却说出了十八节。
Here is Paul's solution for this tension.
这是保罗给你这种两边挣扎的感受了一个答案。
Amen. My flesh wants to do that, but I don't want to do that. My spirit wants to go that way, but my flesh wants to go that way.
那我想往左行，我的肉体就往右行。我要往右行，我的肉体就把我拉到
左边。Meanwhile, I'm condemning myself because people say you're a bad character, you're a bad person.
然后夹在两边呢，我就完全迷失自己。我连别人就老是说我是坏人，说我的性格不好。
So what do I do?
那我该怎么做？
Because it's true.
因为这个事确实也这样。
Based on my behavior, I'm a bad person and a bad character.
也确实是，你要看看我的行为的话，真的是个坏人，也是性格确实不好。
But I don't want to do that.
可是我心里也不想啊。
I really want to do good.
其实我很想做好啊。
I want to cut both of my hands.
我都恨不得把我两个手切下来，不再做错。
I want to pluck my eyes out.
我都想把我两个眼珠挖出来再不看。
By the way, don't do that.
千万别把我的话当真哈，我不需要你们去这样做。
When I was a young pastor, I noticed one of the young men, he had a patch on his eye.
我记得我作为年轻的牧师，有一次真的有一个人来教会，他的右眼是包着纱布的。
So I said, brother, what are you trying to do?
我当时就问，我说，哎，弟兄，你的眼睛怎么了？
The Bible say, right, if I sin, I try to pluck my eye.
然后那个弟兄就说，
I try to pluck my eye. I said, what?
弟兄就说、哦、那因为圣经里面讲如果你的右眼犯罪了就把右眼挖出来
this brother he desperately wanted to stop sinning so he tried to pluck one of his eyes out
所以这个可怜的弟兄呢他真的很努力的想不要再犯罪所以他就自己挖自己的眼睛
I said brother have some common sense
我说弟兄啊请用一点普通的认知好吗
What happens if you end up plucking both eyes out
你要是把两个眼都挖出来了你咋弄呢
And you're still sinning
那你还是又犯罪的哟
So what are you going to do then
那你那个时候还有眼睛挖吗
Because you run out of eyes
你那时候就没有不够眼睛挖了
Amen But people did that out of desperation
但当人在很迫切的情况下这是他们的心
So in desperation what do I do
在我们很迫切的时候到底要怎么办
And so Paul said I know
保罗在这里给我们答案说我给你方法
Verse 18
来看看十八节
But you are led by the Spirit you are not under the law
你们若被圣灵引导就不在律法之下了
How helpful is that
有没有帮助
So I keep reading this,
然后我又读
and I keep reading Romans, say the same thing.
然后我又读罗马书
What does it say? What does it mean?
我们就说，那这么简单吗？那怎么做呀？
But this is the solution, brothers and sisters.
但是这个真的就是答案和解决的方
法。This will stop your tension.
这个就能够帮助你不会两立之争了。
This will stop the conflict between. This will help you to win the conflict.
就不会让你在这个矛盾当中左右为难了。
Paul is basically saying, your flesh can't win if you walk according to the Spirit.
所以保罗是在说你的肉体和你的灵都不会赢因为你们在 对立面
Why?
为什么
Because you're not under the law.
因为你根本不在这个律法之下了
In other words My spirit want to go this way My flesh want to go that way Paul is saying go that way
所以他在说那我的灵要往左走我的肉体要往右走那怎么走那保罗说你往左走啊
But excuse me Paul But are my flesh which is stronger want to go that way
那我跟保罗说可是我的肉体感觉更强烈一点我想往右走、
But Paul is saying No it's okay
那保罗说没问题
You can go that way because you're not under the law
你现在已经不在律法之下所以你往左走听圣灵的
And so I ask God what does that mean
所以我就问神什么意思
I know that theologically what that means but what does that mean
神学上好像我也觉得我知道但是其实我不知道
And so he says in verse 22 to 23
所以接下来在22节到23节
But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control and against such things there is no law if you are led by the spirit and if you are not under the law
圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事情没有律法禁止。你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法之下。
Still not clear.
是不是觉得还没明白
？Because he's saying, if you walk in the Spirit,
他说
，because you're not under the law, you will have love, kindness, and all that fruit in the Spirit.
这里面神是说你只要在灵里面你就不在律法之下那那些九个果子就在你的生命中间会彰显
Then some people say Oh you need to be patient You need to grow these fruits
那也有人说那你要慢点要慢慢长这些果子长出来的
It never said grow these fruits It said walk
那这里面用的词是走不是说的长所以要你选择走到这个里头
In other words You have access to these fruits already.
换句话说，你已经可以直接进入了，没有阻拦的。
The moment you are born again, you can walk in the Spirit.
所以，当你重生以后，你就可以走向圣
灵。And if you walk in the Spirit, you will have love. You will have kindness.
你走在圣灵里面，你就会有爱，就会有喜乐、和平、忍耐。
Because you are not under the law.
因为你不在律法之下。
What does that mean?
这什么意思?
You see, in Paul's language, what he really saying is this.
在保罗的话里面,他其实在说,
Every time when you act according to your flesh, you are under the law.
你只要顺着你的肉体行了,你立刻就进入律法之下。
Because the law is to deal with the flesh.
因为律法就是来处理肉体的。
The law is to expose the flesh.
律法的目的就是来照照镜子，看看我们的肉体有多肮
脏。 So in the Old Testament, they had the law in order to expose the wickedness of the flesh.
所以在旧约里面，之所以有律法，就是能够暴露出我们里头自己。
In order for you to see the fallen nature of man.
所以律法像照镜子一样的，让我们能够看得到自己
已经堕落的一生。 With the law, you can see the sinful nature of man.
借着律法，我们就能看到人里面的罪。
So Paul is saying, every time when you submit to the flesh, you are submitting under the law.
所以保罗在说，你只要一在肉体之下听肉体的话了，那你就立刻进入到律法之下。
Paul is saying, but you don't have to.
但是他说，你不要走这条路啊。
Because you are no longer under the law.
因为你已经不在律法之下了。
He said, you do not have to submit to your flesh.
所以他换句话说是，你根本就不要听肉体的。
You do not have to submit to your flesh.
你不需要去听他的，顺服他了。
Because you are a good character.
你是一个好的性格。
Your good character does not have to submit to the flesh.
你的好的性格根本就不想要在律法
之下。Your good character can be submitted to the Holy Spirit.
你的好的性格要放在圣灵里面。
Do you see what I'm trying to say?
你们听得明白吗？
I am not a good person.
我不是一个好人。
Because only God is good.
只有神才是好人。
But I can do good things.
但是我还能做好的事。
If I submit to the Holy Spirit.
如果我顺服在圣灵之下。
But if I do not submit to the Holy Spirit, and I submit to the flesh, then I will do bad things.
如果我不听圣灵的话，不顺服圣灵，却要去顺服肉体的话，那我立刻就进入律法。
So in other words, I now need to transplant my God. Character that God has given me over to the Holy Spirit.
所以换句话说，那神给我的这个灵，我今天要把它种在一个对的土壤里面，就是在圣灵里。
How do I do that?
那我怎么做呢？
I realize.
我意识到。
Many years ago, when I was first became a pastor.
很多年前，当我刚当新的牧师的时候。
I was so desperate.
我特别的迫切。
Because the moment I became the church leader, everybody expected me to be very spiritual.
当时我一变成了所谓的牧师的时候，所有的人都把我当得超属灵的。
But I was only 24 or 25.
我那时候才二十四五岁呀。
Younger than most people.
比现在我们看到的很多人都还年轻。
But overnight, everybody looked at me, Joshua, you should be perfect.
所以第二天，所有的人就拿一个量尺来量我，说你一定非常完美了。
You should know it all because you are now the leader.
你应该什么都懂了，因为你现在是教会领袖了。
So I felt lonely.
然后我觉得好孤独。
So I went to God.
然后我对神说
，Lord,
主啊
，What do I do?
我要怎么办啊
？How do I get hold of your power?
我怎么样能够拿到你的能力呢
？And then in the night, I had a dream.
然后晚上我就做了一个梦。
And I was looking on the stage. It was a man of God preaching on the stage.
我就当时看到一个台上面有一个神的仆人在讲道。
And at the bottom of the stage, I cried out, "Man of God!" Man of God!
所以当时我就不停地喊神的仆人，神的仆人。
Tell me what is the secret to God's power?
我就问他说，有没有能告诉我一个秘密，就是怎么样得到神的能力。
And the man of God stopped preaching.
然后这个神人就停止说话。
And then he grabbed hold of some letters.
然后他就拿着一大堆的信。
And behind him was a big whiteboard.
在他的身后呢，有个白色的墙。
And he began to throw these letters onto the board.
然后他就把手上所有的信就丢在了后面的那个白色的墙上。
And after he done that,
当时他那么一做。
And then he said, "Do this."
他就说这样做。
And he said, "It is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me."
他说不再是你活着，而是基督在你里面活着。
The way you and I can walk in the Spirit.It's when we allow Jesus to live in us.
所以今天你我要怎么活在圣灵里面，是让基督在我里面来替我活了。
Because if you allow Jesus to work through you, to live in you, you are no longer obeying the law.
如果你真是准了耶稣在你的生命中掌权，在你
里面住下，
你就不在律法之下，你也不再需要遵守那些律法。
You are under His freedom.You are under His grace.
你是在神的恩典之下和自由之下。
And all things become possible.
所有不可能的都变成了可能。
Amen. How do I do that in practice?
那我们在实际操作怎么做？
So let's read this verse again in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Paul is actually referring back to something he said earlier.
所以呢保罗又在这里又讲到他之前有讲到的一个点。
When he says you are no longer under the law, what he means is this: you are no longer under the law because Christ now lives in you, and your flesh has been crucified. You are now dead.
所以他就说你已经不在律法之下了，你的旧我已经被钉死了，所以你现在的活着的是新我在基督里。
I am not a good person.
我不是一个好人。
So therefore, I allow my person to be crucified.
所以我允许我自己的那个人被钉死。
I need to die.
我需要死。
But my soul still lives.
但是我的魂仍然活着。
My character has been given by God.
我的魂里面有神赐的性格。
But I'm not going to allow my character to be controlled by my flesh.
但是我不要准我的性格来被肉体所掌控。
Because it is wonderfully made.
因为我的魂是非常奇妙可造的。
I'm not going to allow my character to be controlled by my flesh or the world or the devil.
我不要我的性格被肉体被魔鬼来控制着。
I crucify all that.
我要钉死那些。
Instead, Allow Christ
to
take over my character.
能够再代替我的性格。
And to put faith, put life into my character.
能够他来掌管我的性格，然后让光进入到我的性格。
Now, how does that work in reality?
在实践中怎么做呢？
Somebody say something, it makes me angry.
有人对我说了一些话，我特别生气。
Flesh says, kill.
然后那个肉体就说。
Take vengeance.
要报复。
Not only him, but his son, daughter, whole family.
不光是要报复他，把他们
家里杀杀杀杀，
祖宗十八代全杀了。
对不对 ？This is under the law.
我们说的是律法之下的。
This is walking.
这个就是在律法之下。
I'm angry.
我很生气。
I want to take revenge.
我要报复。
我想报仇。
报仇 revenge.
Now, as a Christian, do you get that?
你们作为基督徒，你们能听明白吗？
Do you have moments of that?
你们里面有没有这样的感受过？
Yes.
当然有。
I have that often.
我经常有这样的感觉的。
Am I the only one?
我是唯一的那个人吗？
Does most of us say, "Oh, the person does something so bad. I love that person." No, you don't.
那很多人说这个人呢，他喜欢做坏事。哎，我们就喜欢那坏的哦。
Because it is not your character.
因为那个不是你的性格。
Your character is fight back because God made you a warrior.
因为你的性格可能就是你要打回去，因为神把你做成
一个战士。You hit me, I hit you back.
你就是战士。
But if you hit back.That's under the law.
但是你这个战士，如果你按自己伸出拳头打出去，那你就在律法之下。
You don't have to do that.
所以保罗说，你不要这样来行。
Your good character is one of zeal, one of warrior, one of somebody who's a champion. You don't want to lose.
你的性格是，你是那一个赢家，你是那个冠军，你是那个可以打仗的人，你是不想输的人。
So when someone punches you, your character is to punch back.
所以一般人有要打你一拳，你的第一个反应就是你要一拳也打回去。
And you punch back.
然后你再打一拳。
Until you defeated that person because you're a champion.
然后你一直把他打倒，打到你最后是冠军了。
But if you did that, you are under the law.
但是如果你用这样的方法去报复的话，那你就真的是在律法之下。
If you are walking according to the flesh, it is so ugly.
所以保罗说，如果你要在肉体下这么行，是非常丑陋。
So before I punch back, Paul is saying,
所以在我
Joshua.
在我准备刚打回那一拳的时候，保罗说：“停下来。”
Not under the law.
你不要去律法之下哟。
Don't follow the flesh.
千万不要跟着这个肉体来走哎。
Instead,
换个方法。
Turn the other cheek.
来，把我们的第二张脸拿出来。
And follow the Holy Spirit.
然后跟着圣灵来走。
Love.
然后来爱。
Patient.
有耐心。
But how do I do that?
我怎么做呀？
In other words,
换句话说，
I want to take revenge,
我想报复，
but I know it's wrong.
但我知道不可以报复，
but I can't help it.
但我心里又觉得我忍不住啊，
I feel angry.
我心里好生气哦。
All I can say is kill, kill, kill.
我心里就很想报复，报复再报复，
kill.
我一定要报复掉。
And the more I see, the more kill.
我越想，我就越想干掉他。
Paul is saying, when you are like that, don't submit.
保罗说，你要是有这样的感受的话，你就不要顺服那个感受下去。
Instead,
换句话，
go to the throne of God,
去神的座前，
sit down at the feet of Jesus,
在神的耶稣的脚前一坐。
Jesus,
说主啊，
I want to kill,
我好想报复哦。
I want to take revenge,
我好想报复，干掉他。
And what you do is, Jesus, help me.
然后你就会说，主耶稣，你来，
help me to
你来帮我。
Stop feeling like this.
让我不再这样子的去认知。
Help me not to submit to this hatred.
让我不要再把自己的心思放到这样的报复和
怨
恨当
中。Help me to forgive.
让我能够来宽恕。
One day, one hour.
一天，下来一个小时。
Or 2 hours.
两个小时。
However long.
不管有多久。
Suddenly.
突然。
Christ manifests.
基督从我里面彰显
His character.
他的性格
His strength inside your character.
他的力量就借着你的身体出来
Christ manifests Himself in you.
耶稣在你的里面开始彰显他自己
So that hatred turned to, I love that brother.
然后突然那个怨恨就变成啊，我爱那位弟兄
Is that possible?
这个你觉得可能吗？是的，可能。
Try it.
大家要试试哦。
You'll be amazed.
你们会很吃惊。
But I tell you, My character has not changed.
我告诉你们哦，我的个性就没变过。
But what I've done is I submit that character to God.
我唯一都做的就是我把我的这个个性放在了神的手
中。Instead of the character responding to the flesh.
与其呢让我这个个性去听那个肉体的话。
I now yield my character to Jesus.
我现在把我的性格就顺服在耶稣的面前。
And when the life of Jesus comes into me,
当耶稣的生命在我里面时，
Christ lives in me.
基督自己想要活出来，想要彰显
出来。Hallelujah. So that one hour ago, I want to kill. After 1 hour prayer, I love.
那一个小时前我还想着怎么去报复呢？那另外一个小时之后，我就突然觉得我能够爱。
So what happened?First hour, I was under the law.
那第一个小时，我当时在律法之下。
Second hour, I'm now walking in the Spirit.
那第二个小时，我就进入了在圣灵。
How can that happen?
这个是怎么发生的？
Because in between hour one and hour two, Christ lived in me.
因为不同，就是从第一个小时到第二个小时，突然基督在我里面彰显了。
He made it possible.
基督自己让这个不可能成为可能，活出来了。
It's not me that made it possible.
根本就不是我自己做到的。
He made it possible.
是基督做的。
So next time when you are angry, next time when you don't want to forgive,
下次你要在生气的时候，你不想再饶恕。
Sit down, lock yourself in a room and pray until Christ lives in you.
然后你就把自己锁在房间里面祷告祷告，一直祷告在基督的生命在里头能彰显。
Is that practical?
是能够做到的吗？
It's practical, isn't it?
好实用吧。
Before you take the knife out.
在你拿刀出来之前
Before you go to the lawyer,
在你去找律师之前
you seek Jesus,
你来寻求主
and let Christ come into you.
让基督在你的里面
It is Christ that enable you to walk in the Spirit.
因为只有基督才能让你在灵里面
When you allow Christ to live in you, you are no longer obeying your flesh.You are no longer under the law.
当你允许基督在你里面来活出来时，你就不会再回到律法之下去听肉体的话了。
And when I realized that,
当我意识到这一点，
it set me free.
让我得了自由。
Nothing is impossible.
没有不可能的事情。
Amen. No matter how hard it is,
不管当时觉得有多难，
you do the same thing.
你每次都这样做。
You rush to your prayer room.
你去到你的祷告之地
Lock yourself in,
把你自己关起门来
and you seek the feet of Jesus,
然后你在耶稣的脚前寻求
and you let him live in you,
然后你要基督在你里头
let him work his way in you,
让耶稣在你里头开着道路能够活出来
let Jesus work his way out into your character,
要允许基督在里面慢慢的彰显来到你的个性里面来
so that you turn from someone who's seeking revenge to someone who can forgive
所以你会从一个爱报复的人变成了一个能宽恕的人
you can't do it overnight
你一个晚上做可能没有不够
it may take you weeks and months and
你可能要花很多年很多月很多星期
but somehow
但是最终
if you're willing
只要你愿意
Jesus will live in you.
耶稣是想在你的里面活出来的。
And you will eventually forgive.
你最后一定会做得到宽恕。
What you have changed is not your character.
你所改变的不是你的性格。
What you've changed is your master.
你改的是那个主人。
What you have changed is in your environment.
你改的是那个不同的环境。
You place yourself in Jesus.
你把你自己放在了一个不同的环境，在基督里。
Amen.That's why the fruits of the Spirit are not grown.
所以这些圣灵的果子不是长。
They are all available.
他们是已经在那里。
If you walk in Christ.
但是如果你能够在基督里面行的
话。Walking in the Spirit is the same as allowing Christ to live in you.
所以当我们说在圣灵里面行，换句话说就是要允许基督在你里面活出来。
And when I made that connection, suddenly it works.
当我突然意识到这两者讲的是一件事情的时候，就发现管用了。
That's why Jesus said you can do nothing without me.
所以基督说，你要是离了我，你就什么都做不了。
Next time when you're angry,
那下一次你要是再生气的话
，Next time you want to do something really drastic,
下次你要再有准备发怒气做一些无聊的事的话
，Get yourself into the habit of, 老婆 ，before I divorce you, I'm gonna run.
你马上对你的老婆老公说，你说在我准备跟你离婚之前，给我一个小时，然后你马上跑。
And then afterwards, 老婆我很爱你。
然后一个小时以后，你从门一出来说，老婆老公我很爱你哦。
But I tell you, That's you. That's really your character.
这个是你的个性，也好的坏的都是你的。
You've always loved your wife.
你其实本来就是爱你的妻子。
But the devil, the world, the flesh, over the years, turn your character and put you in the wrong environment.
但是呢，你的这么多年的生活，让你的这个个性进入到了一个不好的环境当中。
Until you look at your wife and you see monster, kill.
然后你就看到你的妻子，你就会说，哇，是大野兽，然后我们要杀掉，报复。
But if that's happening, run to Jesus.
那要发生的事情就是你赶快跑到基督那。
So that every day when you finish your prayer, you look at your wife. 哇，你很漂亮啊。
So every day when you finish your prayer, you look, 你看到你的妻子。
为什么我不早一点娶你过来？
Why shouldn't I should have married you even earlier?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, brothers and sisters, with Christ, everything changed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在基督里事情就发生改变。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督，
we thank you.
我们谢谢你。
It is now possible for us.
现在与我们来说是可能的。
To walk in the Spirit.
能走在灵里。
When we allow Jesus to live in us.
那我们允许基督在我们的里面活出。
Father, I just pray that all of us are disciplined to go to the prayer room.
所以主啊，我们祷告，我们每个人都有这样子的节制，可能赶快关上我们祷告的门。
To seek the face of Jesus.
能够看到主你的容面。
And cry out to you.
然后再呼求你。
Lord, live in me.
主住在我里面的主啊。
Live in me.
你住在我里面。
Live in me.
你住在我里面。
When I deny myself my rights,
当我去否认我自己的那个老我时，
Father, bring peace to my home.
主啊，你带平安到我的家中。
To my marriage, to my children.
在我的婚姻里面，在我的孩子身上。
To my workplace.
在我的工作之地。
Father, I just pray.
父啊，我祷告。
Help me, O God, to always see you in my life.
来帮助我在我的生命中间，此刻就专注看你。
Then nothing is impossible.
没有不可能的事情。
That I can love.
我可以爱。
That I can be patient.
我可以耐心。
Because I know.
因为我知道。
It is you who can make that possible.
是你可以在我里面如此活出。
If I allow you to live through.
如果我允许你借着我来活出。
Live in me.
能够活在我里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, I want you to live in me.
主啊，你来住在我里面。
Hallelujah. Lord, do not let this flesh and let the world rule me.
主啊，你不要再让这个世界和肉体来毁坏我。
Let your power live through me.
主啊，让你的大能在我里面活出。
Let your life be in me.
让你的生命在我里面活出。
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you to invite Jesus.To live in you.
弟兄姊妹们，我鼓励你来邀请耶稣就住
在里面。Whatever situation and circumstance you're in today,
不管你今天所在的光景如何。
No matter how you feel, how negative you are feeling,
不管你现在的那个负面思想有多少。
Invite Jesus.
仍然去邀请耶稣。
And let Jesus change all of that.
基督可以如此的活出。
Seek His face.
寻求主的面。
Seek His face.
寻求耶稣的面。
Seek Him.
寻求。
Father.Let Christ live in me.
主啊，让基督住在里面。
Let's all stand.
让我们一起来起立。
Hallelujah. Christ in me. Christ in me. Hallelujah. Christ in me. Christ in me.
Christ in me.Living in me, eternal flame of love, burning in me, heaven's kiss, the Father's kiss, eternal flame of love, burn for all to see. Anointed one, as your presence fills my life and overflows. beloved, I am yours, and you are mine. Forever, Christ in me, living in me, eternal. Burn in me, heaven's kiss, the Father's kiss, eternal flame of love, burn for all to see.
I was crucified with Christ.
I was crucified with Christ, and now you raise me up to live and reign with you. It's not I that live, that the lover of my soul, whom I adore. Forever, Christ in me, living in me, eternal flame of love, burning me.
Crucified with Christ.
I was crucified with Christ, and now you raise me up to live and reign with you. It's the live in me.
让基督活在我的里面。
I pray that the life of Christ
我来祷告基督的生命
lives in us
就住在我的里面。
So that we can do good things
让我们可以做出基督你的事情。
So that our character can shine
让我们的性格可以为你发光。
So that we can shine the goodness of God
让我们能够发光照出主你的荣耀。
So that we can, our character can testify
让我们的性格能够为你见证
the goodness of God,
见证你的良善
the love of God,
见证你的爱
Father, I just pray
主啊我祷告
deliver us from all the lies of the enemy
释放我们在魔鬼的谎言当中出来
that condemns us
那些在指责我们的谎言当中出
来 today, O God, I declare
主啊今天我们来宣告
you've done a good job in me
你已经在我里面完成了一个美好的工作
I thank you that you made me who I am
主啊谢谢你把我造的这样子
I thank you, Lord
主啊谢谢你
You made me who I am.
主啊，你就造成我的现有的样子。
I love myself.
我爱我自己。
I love myself.
我爱我自己。
I love what you have done.
我爱你所造的那个自己。
So God, restore me.
主啊，你来恢复我。
Help me, Lord.
来帮助我。
Let me get rid of all the things that is hindering me.
那些在里面阻拦我的，主啊，你来帮助。
From shining for you.
让我不能发光的那些阻拦之事，主啊，你来介入。
Let this character of mine.
主啊，让我这样的个性和性格。
Let this person of mine.
让我这样子的人格。
Live for Jesus.
能够为主你来活出。
Hallelujah. So Father, I just ask you.
父啊，我来问。
To give us victorious lives,
给我们这样得胜的日子。
At home,
在家中。
In our schools,
在学校。
In our college,
在大学。
And in our businesses,
在我们的工作上。
Let people see us,
让人能够看到我们。
Christ is in me,
看到基督住在我里面。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
如果需要代祷，请到前面来。